I flick the microphone switch, there's a red light that comes on in the studio, and everyone stops and goes, ah, shh, shh, don't make any noise. And I just said, make as much noise as you like. And it... Thank you, Tony. Well done. Mark was also in the studio. They'll be joining us very shortly because we're just getting a second microphone together, because then we can have a good talk. Moody Blues from In Search of a Lost Chord and Legend of a Mind. And before that, hang on, Steve Hillage from Motivation Radio and a song just called Radio.
£3.99 will bring you 8 of Led Zeppelin's greatest hits on 4 singles. For your copy of Tamita's Bermuda Triangle, send a cheque or postal order for £5.49 to BCM Box 1962, London WC1.
Would you believe that, amongst other things, we now have a mattress in the studio? Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band from Blue Jeans and Moonbeams, the title track. Could call it Blue Jeans, Moonbeams, and the Thoughts in Your Head. We've got everyone in the studio now except for... Who's not here?
Paul DeWitt. Martin Fisher.
Martin Fisher and...
Paul DeWitt.
And Miss Hudson. She's not here either, is she? Right, OK. Blue Jeans, Moonbeams, Thoughts in Your Head. What's in your head, Mark?
What's in my head? I don't know. I just feel very happy and very relaxed at the moment.
Great.
I do.
Tony, you're here?
Oh, I'm doing me civil service number, because I'm shuffling away here with all these bits of paper that I have.
You're not renowned for that, are you?
I'm not renowned for it, no, but these bits of paper are quite important. I have some bits of paper from the Friends of the Earth, and I have some bits of paper from Youth Environmental Action, which is a group, which maybe we can talk about later, and the Centre for Alternative Technology, which is in Powys in Wales, at a place called Machynlleth. Machynlleth.
So, okay, what are they into?
Well, they're into all sorts of good things. Energy from sun, wind and water, vegetable growing. They've got a blacksmith, they've got a small holding. It's a whole little village at Machynlleth, which is on the coast of Wales, about halfway up in Powys. And it's open, actually. If you're going to be up in Wales at some point, you can go see them, because they're open to visitors from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It'll cost you 60p to get in. Children, old age pensions and students is 30 pence, and there's a free car park. They do all sorts of goodies. Let's have a look. It's open every day of the week from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m, February until November. Okay, they've got a solar heated exhibition hall. It's a 1,000 square foot solar roof and 20,000 gallons interseasonal heat store. There's books and information, there's lots of solar connectors, they've got windmills and aerogenerators, a conservation house, a little electric truck, which is great fun.
Aerogenerators sound like fun, don't they?
Aerogenerators, well, yeah, they're like windmills, only I think they're sort of, they've got a different type of shape.
Perhaps we can put one on our masts.
Maybe. Mm. There's a blacksmith's forge, so if any of you fancy being butch with an anvil. There's a big water turbine, which gives them electricity. There's organic vegetable growing, which is rather nice. And they've also got fish culture, which is quite good. They do carp, which are gorgeous fish to eat. And there's, of course, the small holding. There's 2 acres, and they've got cows and goats, pigs, ducks, rabbits. And, of course, with all those animals around, they've got a lot of methane as well. They use the gas from that.
Out here, really?
Yeah, we could have it all out here. So it's in Machynlleth, which is Machynlleth, in Powys in Wales. Maybe you could write to them. Centre for Alternative Technology, Machynlleth, Powys.
You really love saying that, don't you?
I love saying it. There's another place in Wales I can say, I think,
which is in... That does sound right.
It's in Anglesey. So that's that one. And I've got all bits and pieces about UNICEF. We'll get into that later.
And Greenpeace and all other things.
There's some more music in a minute.
Jeremy Chartam is sitting in the corner. I can't see him.
Hello.
Come round here. Come and sit on the mattress with Mark
like
and Tony. Come on.
Scenes.
Everyone else is behind me. If you've ever seen a photograph of our studio, our downstairs studio, you'll know that we face a wall with lots of things on it. But any chairs extra that we put in the studio have to be behind whoever is sitting in front of the microphone. So I'm sort of sitting sideways, and Jeremy's hiding behind all the cartridges and everything. So it's come round here.
No, there's loads of room.
He's quite happy behind Busby's shelf. I think he's a bit nervous of sitting on the same mattress as Mark and myself.
That's why. That's why I suggested he came and did it. Okay, let's play a bit of music. We'll work out what we're going to talk about first, and you can read the other verse of the poem that you forgot to read.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, so we're going to that in a minute. This is Mr. Fantasy from Traffic. We'll be right back.